A parade of union workers, job advocates, and clergy lined up today in support of the MTA's construction careers policy. The new policy calls for local hiring on large construction projects using federal stimulus funds. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa says that this initiative and those like it will improve both the economy and infrastructure in the city.
This is a win-win. Let's double the size of our rail system. Let's repair our streets, our roads, and our bridges. Let's clean up the air and invest in people. Let's create jobs.
Under the policy, 30% of the workers hired by contractors will be from areas near the construction site and from zip codes identified as low income. 10% of workers must be LA County residents identified as disadvantaged. Another important aspect of the new policy is the inclusion of a pre-hire collective bargaining agreement between contractors and labor organizations aimed at preventing work stoppages. The unemployment rate for construction workers is higher than that for the average American, at more than 13% nationally. Union workers voiced support for the policy, hoping to find work.
How you doing? My name is Anthony Mitchell. I've been a union electrician since 1999. This is the hardest times I've seen since I have been in the building trades. I've been an electrician. In the last few years, I've only worked 4 months out of each year. Okay, I am facing foreclosure right now with my property, which will put myself, my daughter, and my two grandkids out on the streets.
Because the new MTA policy depends on federal funds, Villaraigosa called for support for Obama's American Jobs Act.
If we pass the American Jobs Act, we can accelerate funding for Measure R. We can increase and reauthorize the Transportation Act, which is even money over and above Measure R, and we could put these good people back to work. So again,
now that the MTA board has voted to adopt the policy, they'll begin negotiating details with union groups. Aaron Schrenk, Annenberg Radio News.